And to know that there's a step leading up to the Eses Yisrael from the Eses Nashim. So these 15 steps are the steps leading up, and really it was, this is the architecture of Beis HaMikdash, really it was that you said Birkas HaShachar before Birkas HaTorah, we've been talking about all along. Mm-hmm. And things were changed over time due to different minhagim and different ways people lived and lifestyle. But really we have the 15 steps up, then we get up to the Eses Yisrael, and at the very beginning is where the Kohanim bless Klal Yisrael, and that parallels Birkas HaTorah, which we already went through. And now we're climbing up the 15 steps, and we're leaving the place where the Goyim were, and we're entering the place where only Klal Yisrael can go. As is Yisrael, as it says, Yisrael. So, the Birkas HaShachar is based on two sources. And what I want to do first is not go into detail of every bracha yet. I want to give you an overview of how it was formulated. And then we'll go into the first bracha in detail. But what I'm going to give to you in terms of each of the brachos is just a line, just a quick explanation of what it is. And later we'll go into the bracha in more detail. So there are questions about what each bracha means and why it's related to this or that, but we're not going to go into that except for the first bracha after the overview, okay? Mm-hmm. So the Gemara brachos list the brachos according to a person waking up in the morning, getting out of bed and dressing, the whole morning procedure from the time they open their eyes. So it says, the Gemara says that the Kishema kol tarnigol, when he hears the rooster crowing, that's when you say, Asher natan v'sech levina lachin ben yom ben laila. So we used to live in less urban environments, and you would hear the rooster waking you up at dawn. And the truth is that there are really different periods during the night that the rooster crows. There are different periods that people wake up and say certain, there are different points that people wake up. But the truth is the rooster does crow at these different periods. But the main roosters crow at dawn, at the break of light. So that's the first bracha, that you're woken up by the rooster. The second is, when we open our eyes, we say Tokeach Ivrim, gives sight to the blind. There's an aspect of being blind during the night. The third bracha is when you move your body, your first movement of your body, turning over. Matir Asurim releases the bound. And when you're sleeping, you're kind of bound, you're limited in your movement. The next bracha is getting dressed, Malbish Arumim, and it says clothes the naked. Rumim are really naked. And that's our next step. Then we stand up, Zokeh Kfufim, and Hashem straightens the bent. Anybody who had a backache knows that this is a big deal. Okay? Then the person feels the land under his feet. This is Rukah Ha'ar Bahamayim. We'll go into this later, but really, the depth of the earth is full of water, and there's land on top of the water. And there's a bracha that we stand on firm ground. The person who goes on a boat never feels, or on a plane, you don't feel that complete menucha until you're actually on the ground of the earth. So that's Rukah Ha'ar Bahamayim. The next is, you take your first step. And that's a mechin mitzvah de gaver. He firms or repairs man's footsteps. Then he ties his shoes. And I don't know what the relationship is yet, but we'll find out later.
Which is the tying the shoes?
Actually called sarki.
The shoes.
Mm-hmm, tying the shoes. Yeah. I don't know yet, but we'll get there hopefully in a week or two. And it provides all my needs. It puts on a belt. Ozer Yisrael b'gvura, which means girds Israel, by Israel with strength, covers his head, crowns Israel with splendor. And all these things have very deep meaning, which we'll get to. Then, which is funny, which means gives to the tired koach. It's not mentioned in the Gemara, but it's in there, accepted by everyone. Okay? But it's not in the Gemara. And then the last three is the Gemara in Menuchos, which is three more brachas, not related to rising, but it's shalos ani goy, shalos ani aved, shalos ani isha. And later on we'll explain why They were inserted after Asher Natan L'Sech Divina, and not put at the end. Although originally in Minhag Sfar, it was put at the end. And eventually it was added into today's Minhag, where it's right after Asher Natan L'Sech Divina. And we'll learn later why. And we're also going to Shalom Asani Isha. Okay? Right, but it's explained beautifully. Okay? So you don't have to worry. Okay? Best explanation I ever read. And I was a hard one on it. Okay. So then these grapes are bedad, they come from around the corner. Okay, so please, they're washed, they're clean, so please help yourself. Okay? So we'll go to the first bracha. The first bracha is Asher Natan L'Sech Divina. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu, actually, could I have a sitter? Would you mind some up there? Any sitter? And Natan, you could have more water.
I'll tell you what, the baby got T-coat for polio, and I was told no physical contact.
I'm not just being here, and I just didn't want to touch anything. Thank you. I appreciate that. I can be here, there's no problem. If anybody has a sitter, it says, Brachat Hashem, Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, Asher Natan L'Sech Divina, Ba'klin Ben Yom Uvein Laila. And before we begin, we went through the idea of the bracha, Brachat Hashem, Elokeinu Melech HaOlam. So it's interesting that I just want to give you a short kind of summary of what we discussed when we went through the bracha that helped me a lot in my davening. It's a quick kind of way to go into each bracha, and it kind of summarizes what we did. You say Baruch, which we discussed as being increased, right? But it's really increasing my awareness of Atah, you, Hashem, that's Hashem, Baruch Atah Hashem, increases my awareness of you, Hashem, which is the all-merciful God, Elokeinu, which is the all-powerful God, Melech HaOlam, King of the Universe. So it's a fast way to get into the bracha. Increases my awareness of you, the all-merciful God, the all-powerful God, King of the Universe. So basically you're saying in this one thing, by saying each bracha, I'm increasing my awareness of who you are, and I'm attributing to you mercy, power, and King of the Universe. You can do anything. Okay, it's really like summarizing Hashem's power in this world and my awareness of Him in a real quick way. And we went through a lot of this in much more detail before, you know, when we took the whole bracha apart. But for me, there's Rabbi Rieti, I don't know if you heard of him, Rabbi Rieti. So he teaches he teaches all over now, but he taught in Manhattan, the girls' school, Hessa, what was it called? Jewish Renaissance Center. So he brought this in, and I just want to attribute it to him as a very nice, you know, getting into the bracha. Then it says, Asher Natan L'Sech Divina, that gave to Sechzi his rooster, and gave his bina, which is the power to differentiate, Lavchin, Ben Yom Uvein Laila, to separate between day and between night. So actually there's two aspects to this. There's it gave the rooster discernment, and the second is it gave the heart understanding. Rashi and Tosfos say Sechzi is rooster in Arabic. And Bina comes from Bain to distinguish between things. So at creation, Hashem gave the rooster the ability to discern and to differentiate the darkness of night and the light of dawn. And this rooster announces this differentiation, this arrival by crowing and alarming, a warning all the people that it's time to get up. Not that we get up now, according to that, but okay.
Some do.
And Rav Schwab points out that this rooster, whose brain is the size of a thimble, okay, still has the ability to differentiate dark to light and to wake us up. And Tosfos says even if you were to live where no rooster crows, like us now, this is back in the times of Tosfos, you still say the bracha because it's an incredible creation of Kadosh Baruch Hu, that thanks for his ability of this animal to differentiate and to get us up and see the differentiation. So no matter what, it's like an alarm clock. You know, they didn't have alarm clocks. So it wakes us up and moves us out. So we're grateful to Hashem's creation. Okay. So the deeper explanation, which we'll go into more, is really starts from Eov. And Eov, it says, O mina tana sechivina, who imbued the heart with understanding? So the students of Rabbeinu Yonah, and afterwards the Rosh, say sechvi is seeing or insight. Okay, that's what they say sechvi is. And together, this bracha would mean the ability of the human heart, like we said sechvi can actually be the heart, to distinguish between night and day. So that's something that we were individually given, you know, beside the rooster, that we have the ability to discern between night and day. And the ultimate discernment in the physical world is night and day. There's no greater contrast than night and day. You can walk around, you can see this, you can see that, but the night comes in, it's very clear it's night. When day comes in, it's very clear it's day. You're supposed to be living a different life at night than during the day. We have kind of butchered that with our, you know, lights and fluorescence and, you know, everything else, but it used to be that night came in, you had your candles, and that was it. But the idea is that we have the ability to differentiate. Rav Shimshon Pinkus, thank you very much, says, his shot is to bless and thank Hashem for the creation of the Seichel. And this is what really, really differentiates us from the animal. The animal can see day and night, but we have the ability to discern more than just day and night, but what day and night really represent on a deeper philosophical, spiritual level. And this is the key to the Torah and Yiras Shamayim. The greatest fundamental gift, according to Rav Shimshon Pinkus, is that Hashem gave us Seichel and Bina. We can't do anything at all without Seichel and Bina. It's impossible to thank Hashem, to understand life, to grow in wisdom. It's absolutely impossible to do anything without this ability of differentiation. And Rav Shimshon goes on and says, just taking a breath of air and noticing it. Breath of, we don't even think about the fact that we breathe. We don't notice it. We just kind of do it automatically. But if you stop, and each person, each human being has the ability to think, well, I breathe. I breathe. I take in a breath of air. My lungs are in use. Therefore, I'm alive. And having this noticing, acknowledging it, it says in Tehillim, Kol Neshama Tehal Elka. Every single Neshama praises the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And it can mean your breath. Every breath you take is a praise of the Kadosh Baruch Hu, if you're in touch with that idea. If you think about it, then every breath is praising the Kadosh Baruch Hu for giving us breath. And seeing what he gave us and thanking him for this. And Rav Pinkus goes on to say something very interesting. He says, the Tzelem Elokim in us is really Lavin V'Laskil. That's really the Tzelem Elokim. That's the highest level of being like a Kadosh Baruch Hu, of what he gave us inside. It says, Lahavin, Havanat Tavar Mitoch Tavar, to differentiate one thing from within another. And he also says, Laskil is Hasagat HaMitzius HaAmitit, which means perceiving the true reality. That we can differentiate things one from another enables us to see reality, what reality really is. And the interesting thing is let's say in the physical world, any differentiation between an object comes from Bina and Seichel. Anything. We can't exist without it. We don't know a box from a book. We don't know anything unless we have this ability to differentiate. All intelligence, wisdom, growth as a human being's inner insights comes from differentiation and discernment. There is no other way to grow intellectually without differentiation and discernment. A child learns A, B, C, how? A is different than B, B is different than C. Apples and oranges. We're constantly showing them differences. Constantly. That's the way they grow. It's the way we grow, as adults even. And we discern on a higher level. Higher quality cloth. Silk versus cotton. Right? These are, you know, olam haza things. But the truth is, all that helps us. We can differentiate between different illnesses. Right? They, you know, what do they do with they look at different cells on a microscope and differentiate and pull out what's a healthy cell, unhealthy cell, or just two different types of cells. Everything, every growth is through differentiation, higher and higher level of discernment. And this provides our wisdom. Diamonds, right? You know, we've got diamonds, right? There's high level diamonds, low quality diamonds, higher quality diamonds. You go to an expert who has spent his life looking at diamonds. Okay, this is in this worldly places. Food, you know, you go to a store and you're buying food. You know, there's better oranges and less good oranges. It's simple, but it takes experience and discernment to differentiate. Even up to the level of personality. We understand personalities based on different types, introverted, extroverted. Whatever other kinds of personalities exist. And in the world, you know, they're all based on our discernment of the person. You're making a shidduch, right, for your son, your daughter, a friend, cousin. A lot of it's discernment. Is this the right type of personality for this person than a different personality, a different type of hashkafa, a different this, a different that? It's really understanding the person and understanding the discernment between the two. So all of it comes down to, there's no other way to wisdom, to understanding without discernment. They can go on to much even higher plane. And Rasikas points something beautiful out. He says that Benyom Uvein Laila, the real differentiation when it says Yom and Laila. Yom is Lekol HaTov Ba'olam, and Laila is Achoshech Bara'ah Ba'olam. So that really light signifies good in the world and darkness signifies bad in the world. And this is where we really are subject to differentiation. This is where the real growth comes from and the real ability to close to Kodesh Baruch Hu and live life with meaning. This is why you need good seichel, to know what's good and what's bad, what's true, what's false, to differentiate between them. So that's why Hashem gave us seichel and bina. To know what's good, what's bad, what's important, what's extraneous in our life. What's a mitzvah, what's an avera. Unless we have this differentiation, we can't tell the difference. What's eternal versus mortal or non-essential. What's holy versus profane. All the way, you can keep going all the way. You know, what's Torah, what's non-Torah, what's Sheker and Emes in the world. And this is what the first bracha really is all about. And that's why it's the first bracha. That's the key to life, to real life. I just want to point out something. I was thinking about this, that what happens when people learn Torah? They have chavrusas, right? And they sound like they're screaming at each other, right? All this yelling going on in the Beis Medrash. But what are they doing? They're differentiating and discerning to come to the highest possible truth. Now, of course, they can go on to ask a Rav, you know, what it is. But by them doing their avoda, of really arguing it out and pushing each person, pushing his opinion or his understanding, they're coming to differentiate on their own, within their own selves, a real clarity between different things and therefore towards the truth. That's what the chavrusas are doing. That's why you learn with chavrusa. So that you really, really push to get to the truth. Yeah?
Like making Kedushin, everything like that. Like you say, it's the basis of all you need, it's also the basis of what you
need. And making choices, what am I doing? You know, which direction am I going in? I have to make choices. I have to lahavdil all the time.
Mm-hmm.
All the time. And it doesn't matter whatever area you're working in. Doesn't matter. That's where whatever Hashem put you in, whatever struggle, that's how you're going to raise your knowledge and your Shemayim and your emes in your life. And the idea ultimately is to find the truth. That's the ultimate idea. Now, you have greater people to help us with it, but we have to do the struggling ourselves first. And then we go, maybe, to find out the answer. Because the Gedolim have been through these struggles. So they already know what the answer is. But they really want us to go through the struggle ourselves also. So that it's our wisdom. So he says that, it goes on that wisdom and understanding come through differentiated discernment. And the idea is to see what Hashem sees. Not what we want to see, but to know Hashem's will and what He wants. That's what we're fighting for. That's what emes is. To try to find what Hashem really wants from us. And how can we possibly do that? Because first of all, Kadosh Baruch Hu put it in us at Har Sinai. He put it in every one of us. And second of all, you know, each child is imbued with Torah when they're in the womb. So it's really sitting there in us. And we're just working to bring it out all the time. So really we have the capability of coming to the emes, to this clarity, to the truth. And Hashem gave us all the chagim and all the, you know, Shabbat and tefillin and mikvah and everything else to help us in that point. He didn't give tefillin to the animals. He didn't even give it to the angels. He gave it to us, you know. And gave all these things to us, for us to help continue on our way. Now the interesting thing I want to... That's okay. I wanted to say one last interesting point. Can I give you this? Take this. He brings up a beautiful point at the end of Shimshon, and he says, Lo b'shamayim hi. Okay? Lo b'shamayim hi. It's not in the heavens. You've probably heard this over and over again, that ultimately we have our own Shok team and our own Gedolim and our own Rabbanim, and we're supposed to search out and find the truth here. And the it says that the Sechel is also down here. That we have our Sechel, Hashem gave us our Sechel to help us find the truth through down here. That used to be that we had prophets, etc., etc., etc. We lost prophecy, we received Talmidei Chachamim. There was always Talmidei Chachamim, but the idea was they searched and sighed. And it says that when you're alive, you're required to do the searching. Not just say, well, it came from above and I can't find it. You know, it's much too high above me. It's not true. This door, the door of Shav. The mamash mavhil. It says, Lo b'shamayim hi, kol v'hakadosh baruch hu natan lanu et hakelim shenachnu nishtamesh bahem l'achriya et ha'emet v'amita. The kadosh baruch hu kivyachol yachriya kumonu. He's saying it's not in the heavens. Hashem decided to give us the kelim so that we can work with them in order to find the truth, in order to uncover the truth, in order to delve into the truth. And kivyachol, the Kodesh Baruch Hu is working with us. And it says, Lo rak shnitan lanu klei lev sein, ayado mahemet, ela bezrat hakeli azeh, asecha yashar, anu gam kovein mahi ha'emet. That we were given a straight sechel. Hashem, it's not just that He gave us sechel, the kli of sechel, but He gave it to us straight and simple. And therefore, we have the ability to find the MS. And if every door has that ability to find the MS, every door has their MS, because it's different than the quote-unquote MS before that door. Although there is a straight MS, we have, for example, different situations that we can apply that MS to. We didn't have planes and the idea of going over where you go over state lines. Right? That wasn't an issue before. Right? So we have to apply our MS in a different way to differentiate. Take the same MS, the same Torah, and apply it in a new way. So that's Lo B'Shamayim. We have to figure out here, in this world. We have children that need different needs now. They have to be taught in a different way. So Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us not just the Kalim of MS, but the ability to apply it in this door. But it takes an enormous amount of work and effort. But it's here. And Hashem Siyat Hashmai is with us. And this is the Secha HaYashar that Hashem gave us to help us do it. So I just want to end with that idea that for Bezrat Hashem, that next week we'll start to understand why they inserted after this bracha, Shlo Sani Goy, Shlo Sani Aved, Shlo Sani Isha. Because these deep differentiations between a Goy and a Jew, etc., etc., have to come right after the ability of perception, of knowing the difference between things. And so we'll get to Isha, Bezrat Hashem. Okay? I should have a good week and a good Shabbat.